This is Victor Lugo, and I peaked in high school. You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that shit. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 6. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by the man that goes way back. And yes, I'm talking about his hairline, our co-commiss, Jay Sizzle. What up, bro?
What up, Cobes? What up, XF Fantasy Football managers, owners, you beautiful souls, and Cody, always disrespecting his co-host, you asshole.
Always, baby. You guys expect nothing less from me.
Exactly. And just so you guys know, I mean, you can't see it right now, but he has a big, fat, black microphone in his face, you know, kind of like Noah and Von Miller style. But, you know, Cody's used to big, black things in his face.
That's true. That's true. In my face, not in my mouth. That's what I say. But, hey, I appreciate you being on the pod. I know every week I say this, but I appreciate each one of you guys taking time out to be, I guess, open, a lot of jokes, a lot of trash talking, and I just want to say I appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on. And everybody's been doing an awesome job on this, and the banter is beautiful. I mean, it makes everybody's day hearing this freaking podcast. I was listening to last week's the other day, freaking cracking up. I gotta give Berto his props for last week. Holy hell, that shit was so funny. And unfortunately though, his sons were actually in the room with him as he was recording, and Child Protective Services are actually on their way. They're on their way actually.
It's true. We record that shit. We got you. We got him.
He's done.
And there goes his fantasy team. So we're gonna distribute his team. That's the only way we figured it's fair. But hey, you know we're a league friendly pod. Let's get right into it with everyone's favorite team. Who do we got first?
So let's start with the hostess with the mostest, Eagles, landing a fat L against the Ravens. Now, I do have to say, Cobes, you guys fought back like crazy. And for that, I feel like us Giants might take a fat L tomorrow. And because y'all got that dog in you, man. Y'all just do, and we don't. Straight up, we don't. But, you know, hey, 30-28 to the Ravens, not too shabby.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Our practice squad against the Ravens, the former MVP, that's pretty good, I'd say. Losing by two. Every Eagle fan, I feel like, is against Carson Wentz, but I'm full on Wentz train again, a Wentz wagon.
Amen.
Hitting that thing. But to be moving on, D-Ball Saints were on a bye, which end up turning him into his own fantasy loss. That big fat
A-L. Poor bastard. Bert Steelers, 38-7 against the Brownies. Goodness, Berto's butt-ass naked as we speak with his wiener in his hand. You know how you do.
That's true. Yep, and he was already finished. That's that quick. Dips Packers got that ass whooped. Rodgers, oh man, you did three pelvic thrusts, bro, on a touchdown that didn't even count. Come on, man, you know you can't do three. That's the rule. It's one too many. The Packers get blown out, absolutely blown out. Dip 38-10 against the Bucks and Tom Brady. Ooh.
Olivia Munn called it, man. He doesn't last long enough, just like, you know, the pelvic thrusts.
That's couldn't true. Do it.
It's true. Louisa's Colts win 31-27 against them shangles. I mean, Bengals and in shambles. But hey, Louise, you know, your Colts ain't looking too great either with Phillip Crimea River. Dude is looking like garbage, but he pulled out that dub, so congrats, bud.
Straight noodle arm. JC, man, your Giants finally get their first win.
Let's go.
which gets you further away from the first overall pick, which kind of sucks. But winning a whole 20-19 against the Washington football team.
Yes.
I would talk mad shit, but let's be real, the Eagles lost to that trash team week one.
It looked ugly. I mean, we literally won by the skin of our teeth in that game. And Washington, thank God, shit the bed. So we got that dub. Now, the Cowgirls, however, with old Red Squirt Gun, as Berto called him, at the helm,
Pew, pew, pew.
totally looking like dog shit, as Berto would say, taking an L 38-10 to the Cards. I mean, you and me, Cody, being in the NFC East, knowing how close the playoff race is, with all of us looking like trash, we're happy about it.
Yeah, this is this is the race for the worst, but the best of the worst. I think the Eagles are going to win the division going 6-9-1. That is my on-record call because they
Very
look straight
possible.
trash the
Very possible.
entire but it was awesome to see the Cowboys get that ass whooped. I do think the
Oh, yeah.
Cards would have still won with Dak playing, but man, it was a pretty rough game to say the least.
Agreed.
All right, let's keep this moving. We're going to talk about week six fantasy recap. JC, what we got?
Keat beat Dibby 144-131. Dibby is literally one Vic win away from being featured in the remake of the music video WAP by Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B. I mean, he's gonna look beat eat as hell in that video, but be hilarious to see. Keat just absolutely trashed him with his George Kittle tight end. I mean, come on now, dude's a monster. Carlos Edwards, Eric Carr, was it? Edwards-Helaire, I'll just stick with Edwards-Helaire. Freaking did work, luckily without Bell so far. So, I mean, Keaton definitely deserved that one.
Yeah, agreed. Dip's team looks pretty depleted and had a few guys on bye this week as well. But JC, man, you slapped that Puerto Rican ass. Yep, I'm talking to you, Vic. 126, 115. Vic might be starting AJ Green next week over Juju, which, let's be real, might be a good decision. Which, if you're in that position,
Shout out to Meg for dropping AJ Green.
yeah,
Rough,
attaboy.
rough.
Hey, what's up?
Noah beats Darius 176-114. Derrick Henry for Noah looks absolutely like a monster. I mean, dude put up 40.4 points. Then he had Julio Jones put up 33.7. Goodness, Noah's team absolutely did work.
Yeah, the dude had Trey Burton, for crying out loud, put up 22 points. Absolutely unreal.
Seriously.
His team has put out for sure. Moving on, Luis's team. Man, most of your team was on a bye. You had one of the worst weeks of the season with only scoring 117 points. Wow. 117 points. But don't you worry. Dre coming in with that clutch 99 points. Shake my motherfucking head. This fool had Luis on the ropes, and Dre just comes up with that beat ass week again.
Let's go with the three-peat, Dre, please. Week seven, beat ass, clutch, shit ass points. Come on now.
Terrible. Terrible.
Pat beat JT 113-111 with a nail-biting finish during that Cowboys-Cardinals game. I mean, they're on the edge of their seats, and I can just imagine the tension in those rooms as they were watching that game. But congrats on the win, Pat. BJT's ass burning.
It's true, it's true. Moving on, we had Bert and D-Balls go head to head. I said it earlier, but D-Balls' team, the Saints, were just on a bye, which means no Kamara, which Bert took full advantage of that and gets that easy win, 144-109.
Had a baby Bert. down there in the bottom feeders, 124 to 118. Sorry about you, Loeb. We're sending some followers your way. Go watch twitch.tv/Lobodobe. But that's all you got, Bubba, is a bunch of followers and a bunch of fucking L's for your damn team. Congrats.
It's true. Noise. All right, next up, we're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore.
That's right. Let's talk about them trades. All right, what do we got, JC?
Bert and Vic, they both play each other this week and made a trade, which is very rare. Bert sent Jerick McKinnon for Boston Scott. Now, very, very odd trade, but you know, Boston Scott is going to be leading that backfield for the Eagles as Miles Sanders has an issue, right? Some type of issue.
Yeah, Miles Sanders is out for a minimum probably 2 weeks.
Okay. So a nice little filler there for Vic. We'll see if it gets him a W finally. And then everybody in that bottom feeders that has one win and five L's is going to be sweating if he gets that L. Or W.
That's true. I think Jerick McKinnon will do pretty well for Victor. Now that Mostert is down again for the second, maybe even third time this year in 6 weeks. That's pretty sad, but hasn't been very reliable. Jerick McKinnon, pretty solid, but you can't fully rely on that backfield. Boston Scott should see a lot of touches there. Mick, of course, gets that itch. And makes trade number, I want to say 6 or 7. Mick trades with Keaton, which, man, I didn't even know Keaton was still alive. Mick sends Gronk and Marquise Brown and receives Hunter Henry. Hopefully Henry can have a healthy year. This will be the first if he does. He has been unhealthy every single year. I personally picked him up last year in yeah, he was out for like 6 weeks, but he is solid when he's on the field.
But wait, there's more. Mick wasn't done there. Literally 30 minutes later, he sends Myles Garrett and Mike Gesicki to you, Cobes, for DJ Moore and Chase Young. I think if Mick's going to win anything this year in the league, he's going to win an achievement award for most trades in a single season.
Yeah, this fool's trying to lock an achievement on Xbox. I don't think it works like this. But hey, if it doesn't work the first time, try 7 more times, I guess.
To each his own. And now a word from our sponsor.
Does dinner time sound like this?
I'm not eating this crap.
Does Friday night sound like this?
Screw you, Mom.
For a different time when we were free to raise our children to actually respect us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hitting kids works wonders. Hi, I'm Alan McLean, child behavioral psychologist and former U.S. Marine. With my easy system, I'll turn your disruptive, unruly kids around fast. Let's face it, kids are rotten little shits. When I served our country, I learned a lot about changing behavior and winning people over. Offer candy and a butt of the gun to the face. Buy my book, Hitting Kids Works Wonders, today.
Thank you for that sponsorship and keeps the lights on at the pod, keeps us going. We're able to send these out, get our mail, and pay for that P.O. box for all of our questions. And you've got to say, you know, that's one that I use a lot. We have it here at the house in bulk, you know, and I got to say, it's a wonderful product to own, and I use it all the time.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top 5 most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
Alright, let's talk about those waiver wires. The most money spent, the top 5 people. All right, what do we got?
We have Dre realizing he has the wrong Steelers backup running back, spends $22 on Benny Snell, and released his third stringer, McFarland. You goon.
Yeah, pretty solid. I had Snell and dropped his ass, so good luck with him.
Keat realizing he no longer has Mostert to rely on again, spends a whole 25 buckaroos on Jeff Wilson. That backfield looks pretty messy.
Oh, yeah. And he is alive! D is still playing, and his franchise is starting over with Tua Tagovailoa and spent $31 getting his quarterback.
Yeah, let's be real. That was a super weird announcement. I feel like Fitzmagic was doing pretty good, and they actually have a pretty solid record, and Fitz looked pretty damn good last week. And then to bench him, that was a surprise, to say the least.
And I'm the Fitzpatrick owner, so...
Sucks to suck. Yeah, that's tough, man. Especially losing... I want to say you were the Dak as yeah. well, right? Double.
My life into pieces.
This is my last... Oh, anyways. talking about suffocation. His team sucks, but D wasn't done yet. He spends a whopping $32 on James Washington? Question mark? The fourth wide receiver for the Steelers. JC, I got nothing on this. But hey...
Mick calls him. I guess he gave him his source. There must be something, you know, lingering or building up over there that we don't know about. We'll see.
That's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see how it plays out.
Last but not least, the big spender, Dre, spent $76 on Jamichael Hasty. This is the guy that people are buzzing about, that he's going to be the next running back since McKinnon. They were saying McKinnon's dead. I don't know if he's dead. We'll see what happens to the guy, but Dre is putting it all in on Jamichael Hasty at $76. That's a lot of money, and we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, that Niners backfield is going to be pretty interesting. We got Vic trading for McKinnon. Who else? Keat picking up Jeff Wilson and Dre spending $76 on Jamichael Hasty. We'll see how that pans out, boys.
Yep, good luck.
Sure. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Ow.
Ooh, that sounded like it hurt. All right, injuries. Let's talk about them. We got Mark Ingram suffering that ankle injury against them Eagles.
While Devontae Parker suffered a groin injury on a bye, so he'll get some much-needed rest.
Yeah, that bye week will be real nice for him. Miles Sanders, RIP, pour one out for him. Sorry, Bert. He's going to miss this week, definitely. So the time you'll be hearing, he'll miss tonight and probably next week with a knee injury. Pretty much everybody and their mother out for the Eagles.
And Zach Ertz, add salt to injury. Also took a beating and is out for the next couple weeks.
All right, boys, if you guys want a good waiver wire pickup, you should look at Eagles practice squad. And we mentioned this already earlier, but Raheem Mostert out. We don't know how long, and this ain't the first time, so we'll see. All right, let's talk about those power rankings. I'm going to talk about the top tier people. Yeah, top tier. The middle and everyone's favorite, the bottom feeders. All right, first up, if the playoffs started today, we got Luis, number one, undefeated, 6-0. Noah, 5-1. JC, number three, 4-2. D-Balls at 4-2. Myself at 4-2. And Mr. Last Place last year, Pat at 4-2.
Then we got the mid-tier boys that are trying to get into that top echelon, you know, the peak of the tower, but not quite there yet. We have Berto at 7 with 4-2. We have Keith at 4-2 at number 8. Dre, number 9 at 3-3. And then we dive in down below under the sea with a pineapple, a sponge, and a fish. The bottom feeders. Now... let's start off with the top of that bottom feeder pack with number 10, JT, 1-5. We have Darius 1-5 at 11. Dibby 1-5 at 12. The previous champ of last year, not really looking too good there, eh? But then we got Lobodob, Twitch/Lobodob, number 13, 1-5. And then we got the bottom of the barrel. You know, like the you get some fries from McDonald's, and then they got the little crusty hard ones at the bottom of the little container. Mm. Yep. There he is, Victor fucking Lugo at 0-6.
Damn. That's one ugly motherfucker. But for real, this is probably the weirdest season. We have five people either 1-5 or 0-6. And man, giving everyone a nice little cushion. We're going to hope to continue that cushion real nice.
Yes, sir.
We'll now, keep. Oh, go for it.
Congrats to High Point Noah with 176 points.
Damn.
$25 headed your way to be spent at a fine golf course, probably this weekend. Hashtag CFO life. Hashtag live in Florida moment. Hashtag golf lessons at its finest. Go get them, Tiger.
Low point of the week, Dre, for the second time in a row, not scoring 100 points and having the lowest score with 99 points, taking that fat SL, but, you're 3-3, baby. That ain't terrible.
Can't beat that.
You ain't Victor, so that's saying something. Or 0-6.
Recap of the year's total winners. Not too many so far, but we have Cobes at $25, Luis $25, Noah $25, D-Balls at $50, and Pat at $25.
Pretty solid, boys. And then just so because I can be a douche, we got Mick, JC, JT, Bert, Vic, of course, Dre, D, Dip, and Keith at not a damn thing.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and listen to the sponsor.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200 mile per hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? I am so out of here.
Wait. Come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
Thank you for the sponsorship to our sponsor there. And I got to say, it's a wonderful product. It actually saved my marriage. My wife and I, you know, we're always preaching about that, and got to say, you definitely got to go out and buy it now. You know, help my relationship tremendously, and can definitely help yours as well. So thank you for that sponsorship.
Our picks of the week.
Let's talk about this week's matchups. First up, we got Cobes versus JT in
the Peg Leg Showdown. I think that in this one, no offense to you, Cobes, but I think you got this one in the bag, man. I mean, JT has Jonathan Taylor on a bye. I mean, he does have Mike Davis, who's been doing pretty well. But he's going to be starting Adrian Peterson as his other running back. And I mean, he ain't terrible, but I don't think he's going to do that well. Jonnu Smith's questionable. And if this tight end's gone, then he is screwed. But you, on the other hand, I mean, you've got a bunch of great players. Kareem Hunt has been killing it. Justin Jackson has been pretty awesome, I mean, so far. Lockett is great. Ridley's been getting a lot of targets from your boy Matt Ryan, the choker, to Dre. But I think you got this one in the bag.
I appreciate that. I never choose myself, so I'm going to go with JT. I think Big Ben has a big week against Tennessee. Two undefeated teams. I think it's going to be actually pretty decently high scoring. I don't think Tennessee will score more than
23 points, but I think it'll be like 22, 21 points to around 30. So I think Big Ben will put it up a bit.
That'll be a good game. Next we have Pat versus D.
In the Smokeable. All right, who do you got in this one?
This one, I'm going to have to go with Pat. I know that D has, you know, yeah, his team doesn't look that bad. I mean, Gurley isn't bad. Duke, or David Johnson isn't bad. It's just with Edelman, it's not really working out. His tight end, Mark Andrews, is out, so he's going to have to use a Washington Redskin tight end. While Pat, on the other hand, has, you know, his running backs aren't very strong either, but his receivers are pretty strong. And then he also has Travis Kelce. So I think at the end of the day, Pat has the better players on that front, and he's going to look to have a pretty solid game.
Yeah, I expect Pat to win this as well, especially if Le'Veon Bell has a pretty good outing in his first Chiefs game. But with that being said, I'm going D on this one. I have a funny feeling. Psych, I just can't do it. All right, Pat, yeah, I got you, dog. I'm trying to justify it. It ain't working. Pat, I got you. We'll keep it moving. All right, next up we got Dre versus JC.
In the Ryan Meadows rivalry. Dre, I know you're still salty about me moving. But I'm sorry, bro. I owe you a dub. So you know what? You can have this one. I'm going to tell my guys to, you know, back off. Let the guy get a dub. You know, he deserves it. He's 3-3. Let him come up here to the top tier with us. Hang out. Have some drinks. Congrats, bro.
So nice. So nice. I'm looking at y'all's teams. I'm leaning more towards Dre. And I just can't get away from Dre's team. He doesn't have Chase Edmonds and a backup running back. We saw too soon. RIP Michael Thomas, because for whatever reason you traded Michael Thomas to JT, and I play JT this week. Shit. Which I forgot to mention. Damn it. I'm going to go with Dre. I think Aaron Rodgers has a bounce back game against Houston. Really like your running backs compared to JC's, no offense. And I think Dalton Schultz is going to end up being a tight end one the rest of the way, because Andy Dalton likes his short ass passes.
No hard feelings.
It's true. It's true. What else? What do we got next?
We have Bert versus Vic in the
Two Chodes, One Cup.
That they are. This one, Vic thinks he's slick, changing his team name and his actual name to Birdo. But with no fucking wins, we can see right through that tactic, as you are on a 6-game losing streak. Now, Birdo definitely doesn't want to be that fucking joker that gives you your first W. But Vic, I know you would love to put an L on Birdo's face and get that W and watch Birdo just fucking shrivel up and die knowing that he gave you that first win. So I think Vic may bring it. I mean, Zeke didn't look too hot last week against the Cardinals, but he's going against the Redskins, where even Devontae Freeman did decent. I mean, it wasn't great, but decent, and he's not Zeke. So, I mean, I think Zeke will blow that shit right up. So I may regret saying this later, but I'm giving this one to Vic.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do it. I got Bird in this one. Vic's wide receivers look pretty rough. You got Adam Humphries in the starting lineup. Juju just has looked like complete trash. I have Juju in another league, and he's been god-awful to the point where I think I might consider dropping him. AJ Green, the fool does not look the same. Burt finally has Josh Jacobs back. I think Boston Scott is going to have a pretty big game. I'm calling 18-plus points for Boston Scott. Matt Ryan, let's be real, Atlanta sucks balls. If the choker ain't throwing, they ain't winning. And then they has Waller. Waller, you got to love Waller. Dude's a beast and going to be a top three tight end probably next year.
Go get him, Vic. I believe in you.
Said no one ever. All right, we'll keep it moving. We got Luis versus Keat in
Tulane for a name bowl. In this one, you know, Luis's team that he drafted is absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
And they're delivering. Dude hasn't taken an L yet. I mean, how can I choose anybody else? Keaton is going to be slapped around like a redheaded stepchild, and Luis is going to serve that D right nice.
That's true. Luis's team looks hella solid. Dre had a chance to knock him down. Just one peg, and nope. Russell Wilson was out. Nope. But Russell Wilson's back against Arizona. I think it's going to be a high-powering game of under 6 foot quarterback play. They're both going to put up big numbers, but yeah, I just can't get behind Keaton's team compared to Luis's. I got Luis by a few. I think it's going to be a pretty close game.
Good luck, Keith. D-balls versus Dip.
And there can only be one Dustin showdown.
This one, Dippy, you sad little man. Your team is not. Let me think about what I'm gonna say here, because I can't say they're not bad when he's 1-5, and he's going against Alvin Kamara, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Chase Claypool.
Oof.
God damn, Dippy.
Oof.
I'm sorry, Dip, but you're going to be taking an L on this one. I got to give it to D-Balls.
Yeah, Dip. I can only imagine what Dip's thinking, looking at D-Balls' team right now, just going like, man, I have no chance of winning this unless people get injured. Every single person get injured. And that's exactly what has happened to Dip's team this year, and they've been injured a lot. But, man, D-Balls' team, I think he comes Dustin, and we just call Dip like Polly or something. But we'll keep it moving. Last but not least, we got Noah versus Mick in the
bipolar versus that mole herb. So Mick is in the same boat as Davey, unfortunately, where his team doesn't look too great. However, he has made some changes to his squad, making a trade with you, making a trade with Key, and that may have boosted him up some to maybe get his first W. Now, Derrick Henry put up 40 motherfucking points last week, and Amari Cooper put up 20 still in that shitty game. I mean, Noah may hand you an ass whooping, but I beat Noah, so sometimes they can fall short. So I'm going to have to give this one to Noah, unfortunately, Mick, but hey, I'm rooting for
it. Yeah, Noah's team looks damn solid, and he right now is projected to win by 8 and doesn't even have a kicker in his lineup that's eligible. That's how confident he feels right now. But my upset of the week, I got Mick pulling this out somehow, some way, rubbing them toes together to get this fat ass win. We'll see if Melvin Gordon is back or not, but yeah, his team's gonna look pretty solid with DJ Moore and Hunter Henry on it. I think Mick, if he continues to make some good moves for himself, I think he could continue this run.
Put it on the front of the Lake City Sun. You heard it here first. Upset of the week.
Put it on the board.
Now, a new segment brought brought to the pod is our question mailbag of the week. You fans wrote in the questions. We got them delivered overnight by UPS and their driver of the week, Victor Lugo. Thank you so much for giving us these questions and delivering them speedy fast and handled with care, you piece of shit. All right.
Question one. This comes from D-Balls. Rest of season, would you rather have Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, or Aaron Jones?
Great, great question. But Alvin Kamara has been an absolute monster and literally the go-to target for Drew Brees in a full PPR league. And I would have to go with Alvin Kamara on this one.
Yeah, if I had to rank these, I would go Kamara, Henry, Jones rest of season. I think, obviously, Henry's not sharing the ball with anyone. Kamara's not. And unfortunately, Aaron Jones is sharing a little bit with a few people. Moving on to question two. Says, who do you see getting into the playoffs at this point of the season?
Getting into the playoffs.
Who's in? Who's out? Let's hear it.
I'm going to say Andre Hardaway has been kind of making his way. I know he got two L's.
Back-to-back under 100 points.
And he's got those shitty points. But Dre never gives up, bro. He never gives up. When we worked at the Rave, that fool was – we were all becoming supervisors, and he knew he had to step it up. He did. Came one himself, I think. But the guy never gives up, all right? I think he can get into the playoffs at this point.
Okay, that's ballsy. You're saying, so who is currently out in your top six right now that is currently there? If Dre's making it, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to go with the ring Slim Brady. The guy thinks he knows what he's talking about. He's still on the CFL fantasy football leagues over in Canada. I mean, I think he has James Franklin still on his team. But I think Dre takes out Pat in the playoff run.
Okay. That's pretty ballsy. Yeah, I as of right now, I obviously think the top who is it? Luis, absolutely. Noah, absolutely. D-Balls, absolutely. I'll put myself in there, Birdo in there, and then I'm gonna go on a limb and say Pat. I think I know, don't hate me, but I think Pat will sneak in from his wide receivers. Co-10, bitch. Okay. moving on. Question number three says, who do you see being in last place by the end of the season?
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, so many choices. This one's going to be hard.
We literally have five people that have one win or less going into week seven. And that's a lot to choose from. Now, who has the worst team out of all of these guys? I mean, Vic, but you're about to be featured in the next remake of WAP.
And boy, can we not wait to see that Puerto Rican booty clap. Yeah, I'm also going to go Vic. Obviously, he keeps changing his name to everyone else because he wants to be someone else rather than himself, a loser at 0-6. Yeah, the only other person I see possibly being last is D, but I think D gets a few wins here in the next few weeks to push him.
His team looks better than Vic's.
Yeah, agreed. Question four, who has done the most drugs in our league?
Oh, that's a good one too. I'm going to have to go with the guy that is rarely ever around, probably doing drugs as we speak and as you listen to this podcast, but Keaton is probably drugged out of his mind right now and being a creep somewhere. I'm gonna have to go with Keaton.
Okay, I was gonna go with Dippy, but it was a close second. This question, I have no idea, except our potheads of the group. If we're talking prescription meds, I may have to go with Victor on this, but... Oh, wait, too soon?
What if he's not subscribed to
That's true, that's true. We'll keep it moving, because I really like this question. Says, who is the ugliest motherfucker in the league? Great question. That's the quickest answer. I'm also going to go Mick. I love the man to death, but...
I said Mick.
Oh, shit.
The Hick brothers coming in a tie for the ugliest motherfucker in the league.
Oh, my gosh.
Congrats, you did it.
Congratulations, boys. You guys won something. This is also a pretty funny question. The question is, fuck one, marry one, kill one out of Pat, Noah, and Trevor.
Oh, man. So, fuck one. I mean, Trevor's a beautiful man. I'm going to have to give that to Trev. Marry one. Definitely not fucking Noah. Pat, with that one, I'm going to marry Pat. He likes to build PCs and buy parts. Kill one. Sorry, Noah. Take care, bud.
Yeah. Man, this one was a pretty simple one for me. The fuck one, I guess, since me and Trevor are already close in that instance. Not saying I ever cheated on one of your ex-girlfriends. But too soon. Sorry, I apologize. But I would probably... I'll probably have sex with you. Why not? Just kidding. Weird. Michael Scott. Marry one. I would probably go Noah on this one just because he's financially stable. And then Pat, you have a gambling problem. So I'd go kill one, Pat. I love you, dog, but you got a problem.
That's good.
But hopefully Bitcoin hits a little 13,000 for you. Next up, we got question 7. Last question was sent in. This is from Dip. He says, Vic, 0-6, how do you do it?
That is definitely a question for Victor. But if I had to guess, looking at his team, the guy literally is stuck with the people he drafted because he overvalues everybody that isn't Zeke or Kyler Murray. And he will never trade you the value that they are worth. Or get rid of them. You'd rather just sink with the ship and make a music video of WAP than get rid of Zeke or Kyler Murray when he can easily turn this season around by making a blockbuster trade.
That is true. That is absolutely true. Yeah, Vic, I couldn't have said it better myself. You absolutely value people higher than they're actually worth. I do think Zeke obviously is going to be a top 2-3 back rest of the season easily. But Kyler Murray, you gotta trade the man. You need to get some assets, and your team looks pretty hella rough right now. Jay Sizzle, bro, we go way back, just like that hairline. But I wanted to say I appreciate you being on this podcast, bro, and your team looks pretty solid. And I take back what I said earlier. I hope your team makes the playoffs.
My boy, way to end the show with giving me a compliment, man. You know what? That makes me want to come back, folks. I appreciate you having me on. This has been an awesome experience. Experience of a lifetime, as Mick would say. But, man, this pod is everything, and I know the league loves it. I'm glad that you're doing this for us because the rest of these lazy fucks wouldn't. Thanks for keeping on it for us. And thanks for having me on, as always. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Fellas, tune in, log in, watch Mick's Twitch for 5 minutes and say you watched the entire thing. That's what I do. I'm just kidding, Mick. You are awesome. And depression is a real thing, and anxiety and all that jazz. We love you. Get help. Anyways.
All love.
All love, boys. Just as always, we love you. We'll see you next time.